Okay, here we are today, the TFT in conversation with Sophie Beckham. Sophie Beckham, who works for IKEA. Sophie, I didn't ask you what your position was. What's your job in IKEA?
Today I'm working as a forestry manager for the IKEA supply chain. And that means that I have both the backwards look into the supply chain for how our suppliers are managing our forestry requirements, how they're implementing them, and how we're following up and reporting on our forestry goals. And I also have a look forward, you can say, out to the customers and the media and the NGOs and the other IKEA stakeholders in terms of communicating with them about how we work with forestry and how we're progressing in our own goals and translating the work that we do for the larger audience.
Okay, and your background, you're a forester. We met quite a few years ago. You studied at Yale. What took you into forestry? What piqued your interest to follow a career in forestry?
Well, I went to graduate school thinking I was going to be involved more in a social ecology perspective. So I was more interested in people and sort of how they use resources and the different cultural aspects of natural resource consumption. And then once I got in the program, I realized that my interests were taking me much more towards the forest side of things, and also in terms of forest management and sustainability. And what direction we were going and how both individuals and organizations were sort of influencing the landscape for sustainable forest management. So I would say that I got sort of sidetracked into forestry and ended up with a forestry degree.
Are you from a rural area, or is that what also was, you know, you're interested in the forest side of things, or where are you from?
Yeah, I grew up on the east coast of the U.S. and we always lived in rural areas, and I spent many years before graduate school during college working in national forests, working with outdoor programs with young kids. So I think that both from a family perspective and as well as from sort of early work experiences, I was interested in being outside and having some connection to the natural world.
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, you also, I know you got into Yale, and to get into Yale you've got to have quite a lot of experience and you've got to do some interesting things. I know a few of the folk that work for the TFT and have worked in Guyana and various places, the folks that have been through the Yale course. What was your background? You know, where did you go off and do strange things?
Let's see. I studied biology in college, and I also was really interested in botany and in plant use. So I worked for the New York Botanical Garden, looking into research on the economic values of plants. And after those experiences, I thought it would be kind of nice to go to those places where I was doing research on these plants. So I did a lot of traveling after university. And I would say I also had an experience where I worked for a graduate student for a while who was doing genetic sequences of plants. And I realized after one semester that I had no idea what the actual plant looked like, and that maybe I should get out and sort of explore the natural world before I got too deep into the science. So I did a lot of traveling and different experiences with different organizations and that sort of
Latin America, or?
Actually, mostly into some parts of Africa. I traveled a bit in Europe and also into the Middle East, so I got kind of a cultural perspective on natural resource use.
Okay, and when did you come out of Yale? I can't remember now.
I finished in 2002.
And then after that, we had a bit of a... You came and did some work for us. Was that just after you'd graduated?
I hunted down the TFT, and I, if you recall, I sort of convinced you to give me an internship.
I do, and you very kindly came with it fully paid, I remember.
Yes.
I'd like to encourage listeners in the future, if you're interested in the TFT, to follow Sophie's example there. Free internships, very, very greatly received by the TFT.
So after I persuaded you to let me work for free, I then managed to convince you after I graduated to give me a bit of work and some field experience in Southeast Asia. So I came to the TFT for a few months in the summer of 2002 and got to have a look at some reduced impact logging projects and some forest areas on their way to FSC.
That was at PITC in Malaysia, wasn't it?
Yeah.
3 months out in the bush there. I can't remember... You went there while we were doing the reduced impact logging trial, and I think it wasn't far away from being certified at that stage.
Yeah, it was almost certified. And one of the things that I worked on with some of the consultants when I was there was on a better sort of planning system for both the housing and the location of water for use of the camp workers, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay. And I mean, I know we've caught up with each other in various meetings and things. We'll talk about where we are today. We're at the World Bank headquarters today at a very interesting meeting, hence all the noise in the background. But after working there at PITC, tell us a bit about where you worked after that.
So after that, I thought that it was really interesting to see from the forest side how an organization like the TFT was working with companies who wanted to source forest products from well-managed forests. And I kind of felt that it would be interesting to work on the other end of that supply chain, working for a company who wanted to source those forest products and helping direct them to the right sourcing areas and to work within the right framework for actually having an impact on the ground. So I identified, actually, IKEA could be an interesting company, and I had some contacts there and was able to actually get a position working in Canada for IKEA, which is a Scandinavian home furnishings company.
A very large one.
Rather large, okay. and growing. So I started working in the trading office in Canada, which was to work directly with our North American suppliers to ensure that they could meet our forestry requirements and that they understood how to look for wood from well-managed forests.
Any surprises? I mean, from our experience with TFT, when we start working on these sort of things, often the company feels that it's got things under control, and then a little scratch of the supply chain surface, and you think, oh dear, you know, maybe not. And I guess IKEA probably went through a similar process, but I know you, well, maybe you can talk a bit more about your role now, but I'm sure that, you know, through that you've IKEA's really tightened up what it's doing through your work.
Yeah, I think that my biggest reflection on this time that I've been with IKEA, which has been close to 6 years now, is that you can have a very committed management team and very strong leadership on specific issues, but in a large organization, there's a lot of knowledge building that has to happen. And I think that many times the primary role of specialists like foresters in any large company is to help build knowledge on these issues. And so it's not just about putting demands on suppliers, you shall do this, or putting demands on purchasers, you shall work with this issue, but rather to explain why this is important and why it affects them as well. So I think that today, while in past years my main focus has been much more to be out in the field and be working directly with the guys closest to the forest, I think I have more of a role today in working to help educate and train and create a better knowledge base within the organization, within the company, in order to be able to have a long-lasting effect and not just a sort of day-to-day effect on suppliers.
Yeah. Oh, good on you. No, it's interesting stuff. And as I say, we meet each other every now and then at workshops. This is an interesting one. Can you tell us a little bit about this one?
Yeah, so Scott, here we are on the second day of the Global Forest Leaders Forum on Forests and Climate Change.
It's a mouthful.
It's a mouthful. And that is hosted by the Forest Dialogue and the World Bank. And the purpose of us participating in this has been to give input to and have discussions around what will eventually be a statement to the UN FCCC.
Got to get enough C's in there.
negotiators in the upcoming meetings in both Poznan, Poland, and then in Copenhagen. And I think we've got about 100 people here, different forest leaders from NGOs and aid organizations and industry and human rights and indigenous peoples groups. And it's been a really interesting time to hear from, I would say, 80% of the people here have had something to say about the agenda towards climate change, the role of forests, and what the negotiators should be willing to discuss at the proceedings.
Yeah, I think it's been very powerful, and everyone has had a voice, and it'll be interesting to see the piece of paper that comes out of it. But, you know, well done to Gary Dunning and the guys at the Forest Dialogue, I think. Okay, on a personal level, you've recently become a mum, well, 18 months ago. Tell me what that's like in terms of being a working mum and the joy of young Madeline. And Sophie did say to me before we start this that all her past boyfriends weren't going to listen, but she's beating me now. But no, tell me about that. And I mean, it must be a great experience.
Yeah, I think having children certainly puts this kind of work into perspective, because you do feel that you're you're doing this for other reasons besides just that you have a forestry training and you believe in it. It's also something you feel personally. And I think that combining a rather intense career with having kids is just another challenge in the way of moving forward in life. And you find ways to balance things. But I do think it's really important to make sure you get the balance, because at the end of the day, it feels like, of course, the family is the most important thing. And so that's what we try to keep in perspective.
Oh, good on you. And okay, what about the future? What's your work? I mean, we talked about the possibility of a second there yesterday, but maybe on the work side, what's in the store for you for the next 6 to 12 months?
I intend to stay in Sweden for a while and continue to work for IKEA. I think we are constantly evolving in the company, so there feels like there's always a new challenge, and that's really important to me. We'll see what comes next. It feels like right now there's so much going on around climate and forests that there's a whole new set of opportunities opening up for people who want to be on the front of that debate and really engage in the actions around that. And I hope I can bring IKEA into that. But we'll see what the future brings.
Well, no doubt you and I will catch up at another meeting somewhere in the future. You've got to race off to the airport now. Thanks very much for talking to us today on TFT In Conversation. let's stay in touch and hope it goes well for the future.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot, Scott, and best of luck with all your new projects and plans. And hope you find some free unpaid interns.
We're hunting out for them. Thanks very much, Sophie.